Welcome to the Bank First Ranger Hour. Super Talk Mississippi 93.7 Spotlight on Northwest Community College. And you can listen to our live stream at supertalknorthms.com. Just click on the link for the Bank First Ranger Hour. Now, here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, my friends, it's time to do another one of these programs we call the Bank First Ranger Hour. I'm in the studios of Super Talk Mississippi in the northern portion of the state, 93.7. You know that. You're listening, right? Let me tell you anyway. It's 9:07 as we get kick-started for another day. We have Richard Cross filling in for Gallo there as the statewide shows all day long in West Point as they are at the Sally Kate Winters facility there and talking about things you can do with children and the help that's needed there and good conversations with Richard that we just listened to and his guests. We'll do an hour of Northwest Community College discussion, and then we'll get you back to Girard doing the same thing along the way between 10 and 1. And then you'll get Steve Azar, which will be, you know, his normal program, not on location, but we'll have that. And then back in with, you know, Rebecca Turner from 2 to 3 and our Sports Talk Mississippi guys doing 3 to 6, all there with Sally Kate Winters today in West Point. Our guests on this program will be in the Fine Arts Department of Northwest Community College. As we have told you, basically that's where we're going with the month of April and all of the spring productions and things that are going on. Lucia Nelson, art instructor, will be with us. We'll discuss an art show that's coming up 1 week from today, and then a spring art sale, which comes up by the end of the month on the 25th. And then Alyssa Algy is on, theater instructor. And we've already, you know, discussed a little bit of this with her, but now the production is here for Boeing, and we'll get into that with her coming up at 9:30. So we'll talk art and theater on today's program with a look into the Northwest sports schedule, how teams are doing. We'll get into those discussions at the back end of the program, and then I'll remind you of everything that's going on, including Ole Miss baseball tonight, as the Rebels are at number one Arkansas, trying to stop a four-game losing streak against the number one team in the country. And we'll remind you of all the times and everything and how it all breaks down as the day goes along here on Super Talk Radio. So, friends, your weather forecast brought to you by our people at Pickens Pest Control. We talk about them often. We have now, you know, started a branch and give you, instead of me just telling you wherever you are, call this, we're telling you in some of your certain locations where you can make the call. So, Hernando people, I'm going to talk to you right now. If you've got, and I noticed in the garage, don't tell the wife, she's at work and doesn't know, last night I saw a spider. I'm going to have to do something. I got to call my guys at Pickens. But if you're in Hernando, it's 662-429-0069. It is 429-0069. And Pickens will talk with you and try and help you with whatever you might need at your home. 662-429-0069 for Pickens Pest Control. 52 degrees, maybe a little warmer in some locations, but that's where we are in most of our North Mississippi spots. Now, today, a little warmer than yesterday. We'll get to 64, 65 degrees, but back to 37 for an overnight low. Carbon copy, the exact same forecast for tomorrow. 64, 65 for the high, 37 for the low, sunny skies. Saturday, 70 with a few clouds starting to come in, and then we get a 70% chance of rain on Sunday, and we'll keep that into Monday morning. Actually, we're going to keep rain into about Wednesday in some form. Better chances on Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but nonetheless, enjoy these couple of days where you can get out in the sun and do the things that you want to do. So the weather brought to you by our friends at Pickens Pest. And again, if you're in Hernando, That is 429-0089. But with the sunny skies, you know where I'm going now, don't you? Today, tomorrow, and Saturday, maybe you can take some time off in the middle of the day and head to our friends at Tunica National Golf and Tennis. They've got things. Oh, it looks. I've had people go play recently, tell me, great shape. So if you're wanting to get out, play a little golf over the next couple of days and enjoy temps in the 60s and around 70, swing to clubs, Tunica National Golf and Tennis. Go to their website, tunicanational.com. I'm looking at it right now. Right there for you to book the tee time. Right there for you to look at all the things that they have that we have talked with over each and every show. The driving range, you know, the short course, the facilities if you're a tennis player, whatever it is, great website, tunicanational.com. Go check them out and see what they have. They do have the restaurant. They have the pro shop. And it's just a great place for exceptional golf and tennis. Check them out, please. TunicaNational.com. With the weather that's coming, I think that's a great idea. Of course I do. Go check them out. All right, let's get into it. As we have things to do, art to discuss. Next, we'll get into a couple of art shows and sales and things with one of the art instructors on the Northwest campus. We do that as we get started on our Bank First Ranger Hour for this Thursday, April 4th edition, 2024.
As a hometown bank, Bank First is proud to offer top-notch banking products like home, personal, and business loans, and perks earning checking accounts. Bank First supports local businesses and people who support their communities. We believe our towns, no matter the size, deserve the best products and the best customer service, an experience we all deserve. We're hometown banking at its best. We're Bank First. Do you bank with us? You should. Bank First is a member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter agents Randy Bourne of Batesville, Brandon Vanderberg, and Randy Wildman of Hernando for a free insurance review.
Community Pharmacy in Senatobia is best described as a locally owned, locally loved pharmacy. Because when you walk through the door, your community pharmacists know you by name. They offer free delivery. Look for them in historic downtown Senatobia with Mac and Charlie's Soda Shop next door. Featuring sandwiches, wraps, burgers, milkshakes, Coke floats, or hand-scooped ice cream. Mac and Charlie's and Community Pharmacy, Senatobia's go-to mom-and-pop pharmacy.
This is Jane Burkhart from Starboard Vacations. Experience the ultimate Caribbean luxury, all-inclusive vacation at Sandals and Beaches Resorts. As a preferred Sandals Beaches agency, our professional travel planning services are free to our clients. We can help find the best Sandals or Beaches resort and room category that fits your budget. Starboard Vacations office is in Hernando. Call 662-429-1000 for help with your Sandals vacation.
Life comes at you fast. Sometimes emergency medical treatment is required. Highland Hills Medical Center in Senatobia provides a 24/7 emergency room, from the latest diagnostic tools to trained board-certified physicians. Highland Hills Medical Center staff is on call to help you. If you're experiencing alarming symptoms or had an accident, just know that Tate County has emergency treatment close to home. Highland Hills Medical Center, our community, our hospital. Find out more at HighlandHillsMC.com.
Domino's Mix and Match menu has items for every occasion. Flaked on your friend's open mic night? Flaky bread twists and molten lava cakes should do the trick. Soccer team duty? Medium two-topping pizzas and stuffed cheesy bread are your best defense. Is it your dog's half birthday? Celebrate his biggish day with savory sandwiches and tender specialty chicken. Mix and match two or more items for $6.99 each at Domino's. Ask for this offer. Two-item minimum prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Bone and wings, bread bowl, pasta, and pan pizza will cost extra. Local stores set delivery fees and can charge extra for some menu items.
This hour is everything Northwest. Your connection to Northwest Mississippi Community College and powered by Bank First. Thanks for joining us on the Bank First Ranger Hour. Join the conversation now by texting 662-426-1093.
I do encourage you to do that each and every time I'm doing one of these programs, whether it's the Bank First Ranger Hour, tomorrow's Northwest Mississippi Spotlight, when we get and start talking about whatever it might be that we get into tomorrow. Jay Thompson's going to come in the studio with me, so you know some sports will be discussed along the way. We're doing theater next with Alyssa Algy. We'll grab her at 9:30, but now Lucia Nelson's back on with us. New friend of the program, making a second appearance, and we're so glad she is. How are you, lady?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm an old hat at this point.
That's right. You know, it's an easy thing, and we get easier as it goes. You know, I've said on each of these shows, and you know, we had the conversation with Dr. Dale, and he starts lining up everybody and doing things. April is the month for fine arts. I mean, we're going to continue next week and the next as well. And you know, last week we had different things where it was John Ungreit, and we were doing some things and band performances, and we had Alex and the choral department to talk and things. And now today we're going to get art and a little theater. And I mentioned with those men last week, I know you guys are busy 12 months out of the year, but now that we hit the spring, does it become busier for even you, the art instructor?
Yeah, it does for sure, because we have so many events happening this month all the way until graduation. So this is our busy time of year.
Well, it's an opportunity for those of us listening to the program to learn a few things and to maybe come check out some stuff. Let's start with the sophomore show, if you don't mind, and lead us through that discussion.
Yeah, so our sophomore show is coming up. We are working on getting everything presentation ready right now. But this is the chance for us to honor our sophomore students. And they've been with us for 2 years now, working hard. They've produced a lot of work. And it's really exciting for them because this is the first time that they've seen their work presented in a gallery setting. So it's a lot of fun, and at our reception, you know, it's a chance to recognize these students and all of their accomplishments with their families and friends. So we have a lot of fun at the sophomore show.
I hope you understand where I'm coming with this, because I've binge-watched several different shows, right? And one of the shows that I actually caught yesterday was about, and it was in and around art, and it showed different facets, right? You have a person that was very successful, and their art was fine and selling, and then you had others, and theirs was not doing so well, and you had, you know, one that it didn't go well at all, but the opportunity for them to see the hard work that they have put in, and now there are people walking through looking at that art and taking their own pride, right, of just knowing that piece hanging on the wall or on that pedestal right there is something that I put my heart and soul into. This is a big moment for them, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. You know, there's nothing quite like seeing a collection of your work all together kind of presented in a real professional manner. I mean, it really does bring a lot of pride to our students and to us too. We're so proud of all of these students. I think we have like 6 students this year that are participating in the sophomore show, and 2 of the students actually won some pretty big awards at our state competition, because we have state competition for artwork too, just like, you know, athletics and things like that. So we have a state show, and 2 of our sophomores won first place in printmaking, and another one won 3rd place in ceramics. So, and that's, you know, a competition among all community colleges in the state of Mississippi. So we're really proud of them, and we'll honor those students at our reception as well with their awards.
Well, I'm okay if you want to mention their names and where they're from. Let's give them some props right now.
Okay, yeah, we've got Logan Harden, and Logan is from Hernando. And Logan is planning to transfer to Mississippi State for the fall of 24. And our other student is Kat Correa, and she is not sure where she's going next year. She's still kind of figuring that out. But she is from Calhoun City.
Excellent. All right, so we have six sophomores. Those two, and obviously the others with their art that will be there. Now, it's been on display. When will we get this started?
So the work will be up in the gallery from April the 8th to the 18th, and we have our reception, which is open to the public, on April the 11th from 5 to 7.
Okay, so from 8 to the 18th, the reception, 1 week from today, friends, at the 11th, 5 to 7 o'clock, and this is at the art gallery, correct?
That's right, in the art building on campus, and open to the general public. You can stop by any time between 8 and 3 when our gallery is open and take a look.
Second part of the discussion, we have an art sale to get to.
Yes, yeah. So we do two sales a year. We do one at Christmas, and then we do the other one in spring. And our students really get excited about this because it's the opportunity for them to, you know, potentially make some money.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that speaks volumes to our students, you know. And we have all types of works. We have drawings, paintings, printmaking, ceramics, pottery. But our students have really gotten into making buttons and stickers. So those things will also be available. So it's a good event. We think it's really important because it's a teachable moment for our students because they are fully aware of the production process with making artwork. But this kind of takes it to the next level, how you can potentially, you know, make a career out of being an artist, because we really take the time to show them how to get their work presentation ready and how to market their artwork and advertise. And so we kind of show them, you know, from the very beginning of the creation process to seeing it walk out the door with, you know, some fold money in your pocket when it's all over. So they really like this, and it's a good teachable moment for them as well.
So paintings, drawings, ceramics, the normal, but why do we think the students are getting into the stickers and the buttons this year?
So in our library, we've got great librarians here at the Northwest campus, and they've got all kinds of equipment, and they have really hooked our students on making these buttons. They've got a button maker and a sticker maker. And I think the what appeals to our students is that they can make multiples of these things and you know, sell them for kind of a cheaper price, you know, a less of a cost, and get those things out there. You know, and I think people are just into putting stickers on their travel mugs and, you know, putting buttons on bags and things like that. So
who knew you were going to give me a good side hustle to get started on, right?
right. That's what I think these students are doing. It's their side hustle.
Absolutely. And, of course, this will start at the end of the month, right?
That's right. And so we have it. It's a one-day sale. It's on Thursday, April the 25th from 8 to 3.
You know, when I was on campus more, working on campus, whether it was when Dr. Ann Witten and Nancy Patterson were there, and I was in working in public relations, a little sports information, or people may not know, I actually worked in the bookstore for a little while, and I did other things on the campus. I remember, you know, the staff and other people that work on campus always going to this sale for presents, for ideas, right? Whether it's I'm going to get something for someone for Christmas or Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever it might be, and at the same time give a student some help, right? By as you just said, a little folding money that can go in their pocket, but it's a great gift idea.
Yes, for sure. I mean, you can get, you know, high quality original works of art and support not only our students but also our art club, because our art club gets, you know, 10% of the money, and the student keeps the remaining 90%, and we use that money to host this event and to take our students on a field trip. We typically go take them to the Brooks Museum once a semester, and that's how we pay for our gas to get there.
Excellent. All right. Anything that we missed or anything that you would like to talk about the art department before we come to a close and I move on and we get into theater?
No, we just are excited and hope that we see a lot of the community come out and support us for these events because they're a lot of fun, and our students get really excited about it, and they work hard to put these things on. So when the community shows up, it really, you know, does a lot for our students.
Lucia, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
All right. There we are, our friend Lucia Nelson, instructor and early college mentor in the Fine Arts Department. So the two items of business we were talking about today is the sophomore show. Six sophomores will be presenting their artwork. You can go and look, and they will recognize them with awards as well. The sophomore art will be on display from the 8th through the 18th at the Art Gallery there, with a reception Thursday next week from 5 until 7. And then the Le Fa Spring Art Sale will be on Thursday, April 25th from 8 until 3:30. And that is sponsored by the Art Club. And Lucia told us where the money all goes and great ideas and things. As I mentioned, if you're looking for a gift, if you're looking for something and you want to help out a starving young artist, you can help out in a couple of ways. So go check all of those things out at the Art Gallery on the Northwest Campus, Main Campus, in Etobia. All right. It is 9:28. It is the Bank First Ranger Hour. A small little respite. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, and we'll get into the theater department next at Northwest.
Of consumers go online to find and research local businesses. The return on a robust search engine marketing plan yields an average return on investment of $2 for every dollar spent. Like to know more? Hi, this is Rick Mize, Market Manager for SuperTalk Mississippi Media. Would you like to get a report card on how you're doing on the internet highway? Simply go to stmmdigital.com, click on the free demo for a free assessment of your digital presence. SuperTalk Mississippi Media is helping businesses across the state and North Mississippi reach their customers and prospects. We offer services from website design to optimization products and targeted display advertising, including retargeting, geofencing, first-party addressable. Reach out to any SuperTalk Mississippi Media representative to get started. You can reach me, R. Mize, at supertalk.fm. Or go to our stmmdigital.com site and ask for a free assessment and get started on your digital journey today.
Imagine a world where families are spared the anguish of losing a loved one to an opioid overdose. It's possible, and it starts with you. Join us in the fight against overdoses. Learn the signs, carry naloxone, and inform others of the dangers of opioids. Visit odfree.org for free overdose resources. Opioid overdose prevention is everyone's responsibility. Let's protect our communities and save lives together.
Discover a taste of Chicago at Windy City Grill in Como. Serving pizza, burgers, sandwiches, salads, and more. Open daily at 11 except Mondays at 3. Windy City has your favorite foods made fresh to order. You'll find daily lunch specials, happy hour from 3 until 6 weekdays, plus teen trivia Tuesday nights with cash prizes and live music Thursday and Saturday night. That's Windy City Grill on Main Street in Como.
You've just decided it's time to get a new vehicle, and Ross Motor Company has streamlined the process for you. Whether you're searching for a new or low-mileage pre-owned vehicle, just go to rossmotor.net. Take on the road in a durable, tough Ram truck, the popular Jeep Cherokee or Wrangler. Plus, there's the sporty Dodge Charger, road ready for your next adventure. You can see them all at Ross Motor Company on Quality Lane in Senatobia. Check out their selection, new or used, today at rossmotor.net.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Bolin Air Conditioning and Heating in Oxford is dedicated to providing the best possible solution for your home or business. Worrying about your air conditioning system is a waste of time. That's why Bolin Air Conditioning keeps the worry away by offering free estimates on new Trane systems. We love our customers, so emergency service is available if you need a repair. Visit us online at BolinACandHeat.com or Facebook at Bolin AC and Heat, or call Travis Huebner at 662-897-9853. It's hard to stop a train.
Ron's Music Center has the years of experience it takes to meet every sound support need. Athletic fields, auditoriums, and churches all over the region know the value of Ron's. Ron's Music Center, Midtown Shopping Center in Oxford, 662-234-0051.
Thanks for listening to the Bank First Ranger Hour, your connection to Northwest Mississippi Community College on Super Talk Mississippi 93.7 and streaming live at supertalknorthms.com. Just click on the link for the Bank First Ranger Hour.
And later on this afternoon, when you have an opportunity to maybe listen to a podcast, maybe you missed a little bit of what Lucia and I were just talking about in the arts department, it will be anywhere in podcast form. Wherever you go find your podcasts, you can find this show, the Bank First Ranger Hour, a little bit later on this afternoon. Now let's welcome in Alyssa Algy. She's back with us. She is the theater instructor that we talked to really a couple of weeks ago, and we'll bring her back in. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Things are good. We are getting an opportunity to roll through the fine arts department, as I've talked to with Lucia about earlier and the guys last week, and now get a chance with you in the theater department. Let me ask you this, because I know what happens, but how often do you get to go see a band concert, a choir performance, or go to art shows, and those guys come to theater productions as well?
Honestly, we do it as much as we can, because we all know how important our shows are.
Yeah.
And so any chance we're able to show up and show out, not only for each other, but also for the students that, you know, cross specialize. So we do the best we can.
I'm sure the
not always.
I'm sure the students do the same thing, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They really do.
Get an opportunity to, you know, I know what happens in athletics when you see, you know, maybe a basketball team show up at baseball or football or whatever it might be, vice versa. So it happens in these classroom settings and fine arts settings as well. All right, we discussed this a little bit before we ended the last time we talked, but now we're getting ready for the production of Boeing, and are we ready for this? Are we now prepared?
We are. I watched a rehearsal last night. It was cracking me up the majority of the time. So, yeah, they're ready. It's going to be a hilarious show.
Tell us about it again, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's the story of a man who believes that the epitome of life is to have three fiancés, because never to get married, but not loose enough for girlfriend. So he has three fiancés, all of whom are air hostesses, and have different schedules, and never fly in at the same time. And they all end up flying in at the same time. And so chaos ensues, and eventually, you know, one ends up with his friend, one ends up with him, one leaves. It's just everything goes haywire.
I think it has to be fun. You just said you watched it and how funny it is to probably see, you know, especially with the ladies, right, trying to fill the person that they are, and become that person and bring their own, I don't know how to really say that, but bring it their way into this production.
They really do. It's actually, they have such a great jumping off point for these characters as well, because each of these air hostesses comes from a different airline and a different nationality. So we have our Italian, who is pouty and very feisty, and then you have our German, and she's you know, loud and abrasive, and she has a tendency to throw people around. And we have our lovely American who's opinionated and strong-willed, and they all have their own kind of niche that they tend to fall into, and they just have just fully blown up those characters and just made them their own.
And what about the young man who's having to juggle these three?
It's he goes from suave, debonair, incomplete control to a panic-ridden mess by the end of the show. And so he does really well.
in the show, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about the students. If you want to give names, fine. But the fact is, some of these have been in productions more than one. Some are, we're actually getting some that this might be their first production. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It is, yes. We have some old hats, so to speak. So we have one of our reigning sophomores in this show is Dylan Bailey, and he's graduating this year. He's also, he made the Hall of Fame, Phi Theta Kappa. He is just an all-around great kid. And he's playing our Robert. And then we have some freshmen who are also part of our show, which is, one of them is Gabe Smith. He's one of our new freshmen. He's playing our Bernard, which is our ladies' man. And we have some other freshmen that we have coming right now are Anna Landrum. She's playing our lovely Italian, feisty redheaded Italian. And then Olivia Callahan. She is our German. And she is actually a band student with, I believe, a kinesiology major. So
wow.
Definitely one of those who cross-specializes. She does everything. And she's so talented. And our third air hostess is Taylor Lindsay, also a band student, both very talented and very involved in the band things that were happening last week. And our grumpy French maid is Megan Harrelson. And all of those are freshmen, actually. So we have a lot of freshmen involved in this show.
So we're grumpy, and we have a little bit of all of it thrown in there.
There's something for everyone.
And, of course, you got the crew. And I know we probably can't go through everyone that's listed there, but the rest of the people that are behind the scenes and might not actually be part of the people you look at, this has taken a village, so to speak, to put together.
It does. It takes a great village. And one of the benefits and really, truly blessings about this show is that it's almost fully student-designed. So our lights are students, our sound design is students, our makeup and hair, which is very 1960s period, is a student design.
Wow.
And so we have a lot of really, really talented students working behind the scenes.
Alyssa, tell us a little bit about when this will begin, because it's over a two-week period, correct?
It is, yes. We're doing two weekends. We open April 12th. So we will have April 12th, 13th, and 14th at 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Sundays, and then the following weekend, April 19th, 20th, and 21st.
And this will be in the performing, the Heindel Center, correct?
Actually, no, this will be in the Fine Arts Auditorium over in the old Fine Arts building. Mm-hmm.
Got you. And students free with an ID, correct?
They are. Students are free with an ID, and we're also offering a special voucher to high school students that they also can get in for free.
You know, that's probably a great idea to get a little recruitment tool, maybe even, for plus, you know, some entertainment at the same time.
Exactly.
All right. So we got the Boeing coming up again, April the 12th through 21st. And what's a good place for the people to come find out more if they wish to get some information on this?
Well, they can always swing by the Fine Arts Building. We're pretty much here until we close. But you can also reach me at 662-562-3332 and by email at aalgie@northwestms.edu.
Now, is this the big finale for theater for the year?
It is. This is our big bow on top right before graduation. We're really excited.
So from your perspective then, theater, good year? We've had a good year?
It's been a great year. This is our second full year with our new theater instructor, Kayla Manzalillo, and this is her first full production that she's directed here at Northwest, so we're really excited.
Excellent. Alyssa, thanks for your time this morning, and every time you join the show, we thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That, again, is a little discussion on Boeing that will come up starting April the 12th, and again, it runs two weekends in a row. And so you can go and you can find out all that information about the production and about the cast and about other things that will be going on there. So good discussion from both. We thank Lucia. We thank Alyssa for being on our program today. We come back into the athletic world. I will take a peek at some schedules. We'll tell you when and where you can be to watch, whether it is softball, baseball, what's been happening in other portions of the athletic world. And we'll finish things up with today's Bank First Ranger Hour next.
As a hometown bank, Bank First is proud to offer top-notch banking products like home, personal, and business loans, and perks-earning checking accounts. Bank First supports local businesses and people who support their communities. We believe our towns, no matter the size, deserve the best products and the best customer service, an experience we all deserve. We're hometown banking at its best. We're Bank First. Do you bank with us? You should. Bank First is a member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Over 35,000 child abuse hotline reports are made annually in Mississippi. Child abuse does not discriminate. It impacts all races and happens in each community within every neighborhood. Sally Kate Winters Family Services, a local United Way agency, seeks to empower children and youth impacted by child abuse, neglect, family violence, and homelessness. If you suspect child abuse or know a youth in crisis, call the Mississippi Child Abuse Hotline or contact Sally Kate Winters Family Services. We are all responsible for protecting children.
Highland Hills Medical Center in Senatobia is your outpatient testing destination, offering the latest in technology, including full-service laboratory, CAT scans, x-rays, mammograms, ultrasounds, and bone density scans. You can receive high-quality service close to home. We understand the value of quality care and will work with your local provider to keep you healthy. Find out more at highlandhillsmc.com. Highland Hills Medical Center, our community, our hospital.
Hey Oxford, are you ready to give your vehicle the care it deserves? At Dipsticks, we understand your vehicle is more than just transportation. It's your freedom, personality, and usually your first or second most valuable asset. That's why the technicians at our two locations in Oxford treat your vehicle with the care it deserves. Visit our long-standing location on Jackson Avenue for comprehensive oil change services. Or drop by our latest branch, Dipsticks Tire and Lube, located on James Kimmins Road, where we offer a range of services including oil changes, tires, alignments, and brake services. Dipsticks, come to us for a change.
Don't answer that phone. It's just another bill collector.
I'm Attorney Roberts Wilson. Are your wages being garnished? Is the repo man after your car? Or is your home being threatened with foreclosure? If you're wondering whether bankruptcy might be a solution, call my law office, 662-533-9111, or visit wegetjustice.com.
I'm sure glad I called Roberts Wilson.
Imagine a world where families are spared the anguish of losing a loved one to an opioid overdose. It's possible, and it starts with you. Join us in the fight against overdoses. Learn the signs, carry naloxone, and inform others of the dangers of opioids. Visit odfree.org for free overdose resources. Opioid overdose prevention is everyone's responsibility. Let's protect our communities and save lives together.
Stay connected to everything Super Talk Mississippi with the Super Talk Mississippi app for your smartphone. Hear the latest news, sports, and more. And listen live to the talk for North Mississippi. Super Talk Mississippi 93.7.
We're talking Rangers this hour. Thanks for joining us for the Bank First Ranger Hour. It's a special conversation about Northwest Community College. There's a campus near you. And you can join the conversation by texting to 662-426-1093.
Good morning, my friends. It's 9:45, the Bank First Ranger Hour, and the last segment of the program. We thank you for being around with us. Hopefully you've gotten some information that you can use. And if you're in the Senatobia area on the Northwest Campus, things to check out here in the upcoming days in the month of April, whether it is the sophomore art show, the sale, or the production of Boeing, 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 which will be coming up. And I know we have other things going on at the Heindel Center. You know the website, where to go and check that out, and we'll have further discussion on shows and things coming up. I know Dog Man the Musical is coming up, I believe, on the 20th. And so we've got different things we'll get into as we continue in the month. But we need to roll through a couple of athletic schedules and tell you when and where some of the teams are playing along the way, and a couple of different things as well. The men and women's tennis team's regular season came to a close, a little rain-shortened affair earlier in the week against Gulf Coast. But both teams are now waiting to see where they fit in the NJCAA Region 23 tournament. The women's tennis tournament scheduled to go starting 1 week from today on the 11th through the 13th, and the men's tournament the next week. And so we'll wait and see where the tennis programs will find their way. The women's program, 7-6 overall, 4-5 in the conference, and the men were 2-12, 2-8 in the MACCC. So we'll find out what tennis does. The women's tennis team, number 21 in the country, with their record. So we will see as they await the Region 23 standings for tennis. I also want to mention this as well because it's coming up very soon. Coach Latero Williams and the women's basketball team having tryouts. So moms, dads, or coaches, if you're listening, or anyone out there that may know someone that is looking to play basketball beyond their high school career, Coach Latero Williams has a tryout date set. And that is Wednesday of next week at Howard Coliseum at 5, limited only to uncommitted in-state student-athletes. Okay, so you can't be committed somewhere else. They have to be in-state. Each participant is required to bring the updated physical. There's a $20 tryout fee. There's different things you can need to do. So we encourage you to go to nwccrangers.com to find out more, or you can contact Coach at either 562-3418 or his email address, lwilliams@northwestms.edu. That information's at nwccrangers.com. Softball and baseball in action. Coach Bramlett and the Ranger softball team, 18-12 now, 5-9 in the conference after getting a couple of wins over Cahoma. Five-inning affairs that they played yesterday. Winning 13-1 and 12-1. And this weekend, number 6, Jones comes to Senatobia. So there is softball action going on the weekend. Saturday at 1 and 3, weather should be really good, around 70 or so for that. And then they will travel to Northeast before we do the show next week. So 4 more softball games for the Ranger softball team to get into, hosting Jones Saturday 1 and 3, and then they go to Boonville and take on Northeast. So what does that mean for baseball? Well, it means they're going to be playing those same two teams, but in different locations. Coach Carson and his group, 27-10 overall, but 12-2 in the conference in the state of Mississippi. They, too, are coming off of wins over Cahoma as they got by the Tigers in Clarksdale yesterday, 23-4 and 24-4. And they will be traveling to number 7 Jones. Now, the Northwest baseball team is ranked number 17 in the country in the latest. And so Saturday at 2-5, number 17 Northwest, number 7 Jones in Ellisville. And then Monday, Arkansas State Mountain home will be in Senatobia. And then the next day, on Tuesday, the 9th, it's Northeast back in the conference play. So there will be 5 baseball games for Coach Carson and company, off to a really good beginning in conference play at 12-2. They'll try and keep that up next, and a difficult one at number 7 Jones in Ellisville, 2-5 o'clock on Saturday. Now, they have already played number 1 East Central and split with them at East Central, a chance to take on another top 10 team. In fact, Arkansas State Mountain Homes ranked number 20 in the country when the Trailblazers, that's what they're called, comes to Senatobia on Monday. So on the road Saturday, but baseball in Senatobia on Monday and Tuesday. Arkansas State Mountain Home on Monday, and then Northeast Community College, double dip in the conference, 3-6 in Senatobia. So that's what's going on as far as athletics is concerned. Our buddy Brian Lynch does a great job of putting all of that information out for you. through the social media sites or go to the website, nwccrangers.com. All right, our program about to close, but before I do, we must tell you about our buddy Bernard and his group at Copy Time. If you need documents printed, if you've got different things, it doesn't matter. Please go check them out. See what they can do for you along the way, how they can help you. You go to their website, copytimeoxford.com. Go look at their services. They'll do it in a timely and professional manner, and they're waiting for you to get in touch with them. It is just off the Oxford Square at 407 South 11th Street. You know where they're located by now, next to our, well, behind the old Abner's building. And so that's what you can do. You can drop off. You can do whatever you need to do. Drop it off. Pick it up. It's all convenient. It's right there in the heart of Oxford's commercial district and located at 407 South 11th Street. Bernard is there for you. You can call them at 234-COPY. That is 234-2679. Need to remind you that Gerard comes up next. They'll be at the Cali Sally Kate Winners in West Point. Continue the discussion there. It is Thursday, so you will get Steve Azar from 1 to 2. Back with Rebecca Turner in West Point, the Sports Talk Mississippi guys from 3 until 6. And then once that is all over with, at 6 o'clock, the Ole Miss baseball team's week gets started here on Super Talk 93.7, weekend, rather, at number 1 Arkansas in Fayetteville. Because it's 6 o'clock tonight, 6:30 on Friday, and Saturday at 2. And so David Kellum and Brad Henderson will have the call tonight with the pregame show actually beginning at 5:30. So we will have that for you with the Rebels in number 1 Arkansas. And then Friday night, pregame show starts at 6. Saturday, pregame show at 1:30, which means our Roberts Wilson PA Rebel Strike Zone will be from 12:30 until 1:30. I'll be back doing that with our buddy Lance Tolbert. We'll get you some discussion of how it all ended, really, whether it was the back end of the Kentucky series, what happened in Memphis on Tuesday. But basically, we'll have a couple of games to talk about with Ole Miss and Arkansas to break down 12:30 to 1:30 on Saturday. This program is over. We thank our people again, Lucia Nelson in the art department, talking with us about things going on there in the art gallery on the Northwest campus, and Alyssa Algie and the production of Boeing Boeing, which gets started next weekend. NorthwestMS.edu, good place to go as well, and you'll find out all about those things and more. Great weather day. We've talked about it before we got started. Enjoy it. Mid-60s and sunny today. We'll go below 40 again. It'll be cool when we get things started tomorrow, but once again, back in the mid-60s. In fact, the forecast is calling the exact same numbers tomorrow as we have today. So enjoy that sunshine. There will be some wind to deal with, but it's going to be a great couple of days for us in North Mississippi. If you get a chance, get out and enjoy it. Our day is done. Well, at least for me. Move out of the way. We'll let Gerard and middays happen next. Thanks for being with me today on the Bank First Ranger Hour. And don't forget, you can go anywhere you find podcasts. This will be up and available for you a little bit later on today. Tomorrow, the North Mississippi Spotlight. Jake Thompson's going to come in studio with me. We'll kind of go over what happened in Fayetteville tonight, plus other things that are happening in sports world, entertainment world, whatever it might be. Our discussion will start with you tomorrow around 9:06. Till then, I hope you have a very good Thursday. And we thank you for being a part of the program, however it was, here on Super Talk 93.7 today. Until tomorrow, Gary Darby, so long.
Next time, we'll have ourselves a laugh.
Yeah, we'll have ourselves a laugh.